sport on the hard shoulder. With Visa. Everything's a tap-in with Visa. Helping protect your payments.
John Duggan, the World Cup continues tonight. What have we learned so far and what have we got to look forward to this evening?
Well, I've learned that maybe staying up till 5 a.m. to watch South Korea, Czechia is a questionable decision.
it's a marathon, not a sprint, JD.
I'm two games into 104. I'm 100% record
yet. You're exhausted.
Yet. I've got to present two shows this weekend here on Off the Ball.
John is feeling the heat.
If it had been us rather than Czechia, we would have all been up, wouldn't we?
Sorry,
we
would have been in Guadalajara here.
Yeah.
What have you learned?
South Africa are rubbish.
See, there's going to be a lot of poor teams, a lot of tomato cans.
You expected South Africa to be decent, though. I mean, I couldn't believe how poor they were.
Oh, the keeper. And
Mexico were the favourites, though, weren't they?
They were, but I just thought South Africa would be
Is it
better.
The altitude? Is that part of all of this?
I think that was a big part of yesterday. There was a couple of things yesterday. In the whole of the Qatar and Russia tournaments, there was only four red cards. It was 3-1 game yesterday. So I just thought South Africa were really, really poor. But, you know, Julian Quiñones, he scored 33 goals in Saudi. So it's an informed player scoring the first hit of the post. And then Raul Jimenez, who we do know from Fulham now going to Wolves,
great
the second
lad.
Goal.
He's a great lad. I really like him as a player, I have to say.
So Mexico have home advantage. It was a good opening ceremony, I thought. The Aztec Stadium looked incredible. But then you've got the naked commercial. Obviously, you have to have water breaks, but then the ads in the United States, like returning now football into four quarters, which is an interesting observation. Then at 3 a.m., watch this game.
They don't really understand football as we know. And American football is so different and so slow, isn't it?
Well, there's always a winner as well in American sports. They don't do draws, so eventually we'll have winners through penalties at the World Cup. But at 3 a.m., watch, like the ball, I don't know if you ever remember if you had a ball when you were a kid where it just, like it was kind of very light and it flies over the wall into the neighbour's backyard.
The 78 World Cup ball was like that. But the amount of shots that went in from 40 yards was incredible.
Yeah, soccer special, the ball was called. Like the ball was going around like that in the South Korea Czechia game because of the altitude, the players are sweating. And South Korea had a bit of pace about them, and the Czechs, although physically and were good on set pieces, they were undone by that, by the zip of the South Koreans. And coming from behind to win 2-1 with Hwang In-bum and Oh, the winner, scored by the Besiktas player. So they're the two games we've had. Tonight we got Canada against Bosnia-Herzegovina in Toronto at 8 o'clock Irish time. Every host nation's got their own opening ceremony. Yeah. So Michael Bublé and Alanis Morissette will be on right. show.
Okay, I'm not tuning in for that.
I kind of like that they all have their own opening ceremonies. I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So Canada have played 6 games at World Cups. They've lost all 6. I think they'll do better. They've got Jesse Marsh, former Leeds manager, in charge. They've got a couple of good players. Alfonso Davies of Bayern Munich, the main one, but he's got an injury. And Jonathan David of Juventus. Bosnia are dogged. Like Edin Dzeko, their captain, is now 40. He's still out there involved.
Still knocking in the goals.
Wales and Italy were gazumped by Bosnia on penalties and qualifying. So they'll be hard to break down. But once again, will they be gone beyond the last 32 to these teams? Maybe Bosnia could get to the last 16. And then 2 a.m. in the morning in L.A., you have the USA versus Paraguay. Katy Perry, once again, among the singers for the opening ceremony in Los Angeles.
Okay. I mean, there's better games to come.
I mean, United
better
States,
artists to open the ceremonies to.
Yes, as well. But United States, they got Premier League players, Tyler Adams, Chris Richards, Anthony Robinson, Christian Pulisic now with Milan, a follower in Balogun you might remember from Arsenal, leading the line. Yeah. From Paraguay, their dogged, they only scored their 14 goals in qualifying. The big one, I think, tomorrow is Brazil against Morocco. We're talking about two teams ranked.
That's a proper World Cup game.
What time is that?
I'll just bring up my wall chart on
your spreadsheet.
My spreadsheet here. 11 p.m. in New York, New Jersey.
Ooh, goodness. That's a nice one.
That's Group C tomorrow. And like Brazil, Carlo Ancelotti, one of the best managers of all time, and a Moroccan team that won the Under-20 World Cup last year. So, and were semi-finalists 4 years ago. So.
Yeah, that's one to look forward to. The Duffer is back
Duffer,
in football.
At Brentford with Keith Andrews. And Damien Duff back to football, top level football. They finished 9th in the Premier League last season. Andrews and Duff, former international teammates. Duff has obviously foraged his own path through Celtic and through a brief time with the Republic of Ireland coaching ticket, but mainly with Shelburne. Mm-hmm. He no business winning that league with Shelburne a couple of years ago and won it.
Yeah, incredible achievement.
It was.
His sheer force of will got them to win that title. So,
is that possible that you can win a title because of force of will?
I think so, Ciara.
You can have like Greece won a Euros, and I'll never understand that until I leave this mortal coil. We have like Damien Duff. I mean, like, you think Keith Andrews will never get a top job? Got the top job, the only Irish manager in the Premier League. Where does this lead for Duff? Could be really good for him.
Yeah, it does look like a good move for him. JD moving back. Keith Rossiter stepped down as manager of the Wexford Senior Hurlers
after 3 years in charge of the Model County. Look, Wexford, a very really big county. Whatever they're doing in terms of their form, they've not emerged from the Leinster round robin each of the last two seasons. Rossiter, former Leinster medal winner as a player, he took over at a challenging time for the county. Like, Wexford haven't won at All-Ireland in 30 years. They haven't won a Leinster at senior or minor level since 2019. They haven't won an under 21 provincial title since 2015. Whoever goes in there is going to find it difficult. Hurling needs development in certain counties, Waterford, Wexford. Although Waterford have done well on underage in recent seasons. But you want, we've seen an Offaly who now got out of there and are kind of playing Cork in the quarterfinal. Hopefully you'll have what's happened in Offaly happen in Wexford, because when I grew up watching hurling, Wexford were a big county, and I want them to be big again, you know?
Yeah, well said. Turn to the football. Yes. Four teams eliminated from the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship this weekend. So what's in store?
So just listen carefully, because I'm trying to explain it, because sometimes it can get convoluted.
Oh, it's very convoluted.
But like, as I've always said, two wins, you're into the quarters. Two defeats, you're out. But there are four round 2B games. So these round 2B games, these are knockout under the new format, which actually is good when you get your head around it. So credit where credit is due to people in the GA, because I do moan enough. So tomorrow we got Derry Meath, the knockout game at Celtic Park. That's do or die, as are the games between Monaghan and Roscommon and Clonus and Kildare versus the All-Ireland champions, Kerry and Newbridge.
And that's
then,
a good one.
Yeah, and Dublin then, they're in knockout situation. If they lose, they're out. They play Cavan at Breffni Park on Sunday. Jared Brennan back in the sideline. So the losers of those ties out. The winners meet the losers of round 2A, another separate round.
Oh, we were talking about Shakespeare earlier on, to be or not to be. That is the question.
Can you still understand where this is going, folks?
I'm trying. I'm concentrating.
So in terms of round 2A fixtures, Donegal versus Cork and Ballybofey tomorrow. And then three games on Sunday, Louth, Armagh and Inishkeen, Galway, Westmeath.
Both Donegal and Cork, there's no jeopardy there for them.
So round 2A games. So the four winners of round 2A are into quarterfinals. The four losers play the winners of the round 2B. So it's still a little bit complicated, but just remember, two wins, you're into the quarters, two defeats, you're out. There are some counties that have lost one game, like Kerry and Dublin. They lose another, they're gone. But if they win, they keep going.
So the two giants of the GAA, of Gaelic football since its foundation, Dublin and Kerry, potentially could be out
this weekend. So the matches where you have second chances are Donegal Cork tomorrow, Louth Armagh on Sunday in Inishkeen, Tyrone against Mayo at Healy Park, and Galway up against Westmeath and Salt Hill. The four winners going to the quarterfinals. The four losers still have a chance next week. I hope I try to make sense of that. And if I haven't, I'm not doing my job.
It might be me, not you. No, I was concentrating hard. Look, thank you for that indeed. I'm looking forward to a weekend of football.
You got the Scots to watch.
Scots Haiti. Sunday night, 2am.
Well,
Monday morning, 2am.
It's a late one.
Yeah, I'll only keep one eye on it.
JD, thank you for that.
Guys, take care. Have a good weekend.
Sport on the hard shoulder with Visa. Wherever the game takes you, Visa helps protect your payments.